Hey everybody, it's Tara on Vashon Island. Hello. Okay, so it is Monday, December 1st. I'm super excited. Today's a really special day for me. It's my 7-year anniversary of having moved to Vashon Island. I know, and I'm
excited.
Thank you. And I'm excited to share this moment with two of my favorite folks. This show happens twice a year. It's me sitting down with Marla and Zeus from Viva, Vashon Island Visual Artists. And it is the Monday before Holidays Art Tour, Holiday Studio Tour. So exciting. So we try to get together with these folks, fine folks, the week before the tour opens to let you know, our adoring public, the adoring public of Viva, what to expect this year. We have a lot of newbies on the island. I can tell you that. They come into my barber shop and they're like, we just moved here 2 weeks ago. We just moved here 2 months ago or whatever. And I'm like, are you going on tour? Are you going on the tour? And they're like, we'd like
shop
to.
Small.
My big thing is 7 years ago, I moved here on December 1st. And that weekend was the tour. And it was the first time I got to drive around the island and have a reason to go and talk to a ton of people. I moved here not knowing anyone and had no people. And I met Ilse Reimnitz that day. I met Sarkowski. I met Docton Pottery. Oh my gosh, hang out with Docton Pottery for like an hour. They were so sweet to me. They were like, okay, so you need to know this and this and this and this and this about Vashon. And it was a great way to get to know the island. So that's how I'm going to start it off with, is if you're new to the island, this is a great way to get to know the island. If you're returning, great way to reacquaint yourself. So let's find out who's with me today. Tell me your name, your stop number, your craft. What are you doing?
Happy anniversary, Tara.
Thank you.
I'm Zeus with Zeusco Jewelry. We are stop number 8 this year. So the numbers are going from the south of the island this time around. And we make handcrafted jewelry from sterling silver and 14 karat gold fill.
Beautiful.
And we've got pretty much something for every budget. So don't be discouraged with the prices of jewelry these days, because
We're going to talk about people being intimidated going on the tour, definitely, for sure. But yes, okay, so stop number 8 is Zeus, and
I'm Marla Smith, and I'm with Three Potter Studio, and the studio is filled. Liz and I have made pots for 30 years, 40 years.
Mm-hmm. You guys are OG potter fashion,
right? And so it will be filled, and it were stop number 16.
Stop number 16, yes, Cemetery Road. So if you're on tour, there's going to be a lot of directional signage around. The best way to find out where you want to go, there are 4 days. Let's start there. There's 4 days, December 6th and 7th, and December 13th and 14th. There is a lot to cover. We'll go over all those numbers. But first, let's back up with, what is Viva?
Viva is Vashon Island Visual Artists. Mm-hmm. And people know about our wonderful Performing Arts Center on Vashon, VCA. And we are a group that is a service organization, I guess, supporting visual artists. And we produce the Art Tour, which is in its, 25th year or something?
Is it really?
In various forms, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it actually started, the skeleton of it began in 1980.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's changed over the years. And so now we have 40 studios, which is a lot, but we could have more. We had to limit it this year.
There's a lot of studios that have multiple artists.
The group,
right,
shows.
Yeah.
Right. There's 127 artists.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yes. And so lots of people have grouped up, which is great, because it's not all the same medium when you go to a studio.
Right.
And I'll talk a little bit about that. And It's quite a huge event.
So someone was asking me the other day, they were like, why doesn't the Studio Art Tour just do one big show? Like all in one place, as opposed to driving around the island. And I tried not to sound too like poo-poo, but I was like, but this is a great way to get to know the island and great way to meet people and see their space and see where they work and see their supplies. And they'll let you peek behind the curtain of everything they've put away, and you can see the kiln, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just such a unique experience.
Seems like the biggest appeal of it, right? Is you get to actually go to the place where the art is made. Like seeing the studio and the itty gritty, even though we all clean up the studios before the tour, you can picture the mess.
Yes. And speaking of the intimidation factor, if that sounds intimidating to drive around, there are a few spots on the island where you can see a wide swath of artists that are represented on the tour, right? We've got the miniature show at Vashon Center for the Arts. Yes.
Yes. And I think that is 100 pieces.
And that show at VCA opens this Friday, and it has the stop number on the tour of the artist. So you could use that as a way of sampling, for instance. You could also go to Swiftwater Gallery here in town, which is a lot of artists represented on the tour.
54.
Did they also do the same thing where there's their number of their tour spot?
Yes. Yes.
Great. So there
and
you go.
This would be a great answer for whoever ask you that silly question, because there are places on island that show big bulk of the artist's work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also am a fan of Handmade on Vashon up at the very, 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 very north end. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's the absolute furthest away from my house, but it's absolutely worth it because Dan does such a nice job of displaying. And it's also that particular stop I like because it feels very accessible financially. Like, it feels like you could buy gift cards, or greeting cards. You could buy a puzzle. You could buy a tea towel. You could buy a sculpture. You could buy, you know, it's a real wide range of things. I think a lot of those group shows do that. People make greeting cards out of their art. Like Brian Fisher, he does that. You know, he has greeting cards. And then the second thing I'll say about the intimidation factor is, you may not be in the market for high-end jewelry or nice jewelry or whatever it is, sculpture, photography, but it's so cool to meet everybody on the tour, and they just want to talk up to you about their art. You know, it's not like
you shouldn't feel
awkward because you're not in the market for something. Go to be inspired. Go to get some ideas for yourself, you know?
And don't feel obligated to have to spend money and buy something.
Yeah.
Just come say hi.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. And we listen to a lot of people talk about their art.
Yes.
You know,
I bet.
People, especially potters, especially beginning potters, especially during the pandemic when everybody was making a pot in their closet, is that I looked at a lot of pots on people's phones.
Aww.
And that's part of it, you know, is that they look around and they see, oh, wow, this is a real pottery. And we're happy to talk to people about what they do.
So if you're just joining us, my name's Tara, and I'm here with Zeus and Marla from Vashon Island Visual Artists, and we are doing a preview episode for the Holiday Studio Art Tour, which starts this week. Is there a special preview event happening, and where?
Well, funny you should mention that, Tara.
Amazing.
Actually, there is. Weird, but it happens in the Viva Tour Info Center and Gallery, which is the place that we want to plug here because it is new as of last tour, and it's a fantastic way to start off the tour. It's right in town. It's number 27, and there is a big interactive map. You can get all the info about all the different stops.
Mm-hmm.
And there is going to be a party on the first Friday,
ooh,
just before the tour, from 5 to 8,
mm-hmm,
at the stop number 27, which is the old Kimco building.
The Kimco. So across from the Chevron station, mm-hmm, next to the skateboard shop, this is a new-ish event space on the island. And I love that we have an info center right in the middle of town.
And there is a few artists there that are exhibiting. We have paintings, etchings, cast glass, ceramics.
Yes,
so it's a photography. Fun place to start photography.
You have Lee Hendrickson and his microscope photography. Okay, so there's an opening party 5 to 8 on Friday night, which is also First Friday. So make your rounds, go to VCA, go to the Info Center, go to Swiftwater, do your rounds, go to Sotheby's, all the places, Belize. And I think there's a new show at Vachon Baking also. Michelle Lasseline has a new show at Vachon Baking also.
Oh, nice.
So but what are the hours of the Info Center on the Saturdays and Sundays of the tour? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's the same as the hours of the tour, which like would 10 be to 5. From 10 a.m. to 10 4 p.m.
10 to 4. Okay, 10 to 4. Okay, so here's what's what. So the tour runs December 6th and 7th and December 13th and 14th. You can make your first stop town and go to a few galleries in town.
And there are really nice bathrooms in the Info Center.
Bro.
Tons of parking.
Is there snacks?
You know, there might be.
There might be snacks.
And phone chargers.
Phone chargers and snacks. Okay, I'm liking the sound of this. This sounds really good. There's so much happening on the island that those weekends. We love it. We love it. Saturday night is the tree lighting ceremony.
I know. This whole weekend is going to be amazing.
Amazing.
It's really amazing.
Okay, so 40 stops on the tour this time. Anybody new?
Well, you know what I'd like to do is as a preview. So we have a website that has been getting better and better every year. Thank you, Lindsay Hart, our tour coordinator. And it's very interactive. And it used to be that you would click on the stop and there it would open up into each studio's page where every artist has an image there and there's a text, more text about what's happening at each stop. But now what's happened just this last time is that she has added to it a way to find all the artists, each artist on tour, but she has done it in such a way so that it's chronological studio.
Whoa.
So I went a couple days ago and I went again this morning, and you go to the website and you click on where it says Vashon Island Art Tour. Uh-huh. And there's a way to go through every stop and see all of the art. It's really, really fun.
Wow.
So I know that lists are not really interesting talking, but I have to say the list, because it's amazing. Paintings of every kind, felted art, fiber arts, weaving, knitting, handspun yarn, knitted hats, metal sculpture, jewelry, fine jewelry. Eric is at VCA. There's Zusko in Burton. There it's casual and whimsical jewelry at other stops. Ceramics, new places this year. Photography, mosaics, mixed media sculpture creations.
Wow.
Hand pulled prints, watercolors, etched glass. There are, I actually consider Handmade on Vashon at the very north end. I think of them as a gallery, actually, because there's so much work there. So there's Swiftwater in town. There is VCA with the mini show and Eric Heffelfinger, and Outstanding in its field gallery in the middle of the island. There's Handmade Clothing and Bags. There's Stained Glass and Glass Art. There's Concrete Garden Sculpture. There's Leatherwork and Leather Sculpture. There's everything. I was just amazed to go through it all, and it's all good art.
What an incredible amount of talent
on this
island.
We are so lucky.
It's really cool.
We're so damn lucky here.
Yeah.
Marla, is the website searchable by medium too?
Yes.
Yeah, you can search. Mm-hmm. I've done that before where I've been like, who are all the photographers?
Right, because if you have a specific area of interest, it makes it much easier. Then you can be like, oh, I want to go to this number and this number, because that's... It's hard to pick and choose, because 40 studios is a lot.
Well, we've talked about this in past preview shows. Good ways of tackling the tour. Go by interest. Maybe you only want to see photography or you only want to see pottery. You can start there. But I would just break the island up into north and south. And there's a lot in Docton, so that could be its own special day. I've heard the neon shop is really, really fun.
She's not on the tour.
Oh, she's not. She was on the spring.
She was on the
Docton tour.
The Labor Day tour.
She was on the Docton. Sorry. Disregard. But, you know, mixing up your, you've got 4 days to do this and you just, you know, carve out 2-3 hours and just head to the North End and hit all the folks, go have a nice lunch, go home, take a nap and then call it good. I mean, that's my kind of ideal tour day. You guys are working so hard though. I mean, how many people do you think you talk to in the course of a weekend?
You know, sometimes when it's steady, so at 10 o'clock, there'll be 2 or 3 people that come in, and then pretty soon there's another 10. And if the weather's good, it can be very steady all day. Hundreds of people. And wow. Lots of people you don't talk to. You know, your studio, Zeus, is a little bit smaller, so you probably talk to every person. But sometimes in our studio, people will wander in, we smile, say hi. They'll wander all through. And then they'll say, thanks very much. Bye.
Yeah.
And other people are there for 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's, we talk to a lot of people.
And isn't it strange, the rhythm of it too? Like sometimes people just travel in flocks, I feel like. It'll be completely dead for half an hour. And then 20 people will all arrive at the same time.
Wow.
So if you come and there is a group that's following you, don't get discouraged. Just hang out a little bit longer and you'll be left alone in the studio to talk to the maker in no time.
And I just talked to someone who runs Three Potters. Dagny runs the cash register for Three Potters, and they were very excited because they got Apple Pay tap technology. So for those of you who are wondering, should I carry cash with me? Should I do that? I would assume everybody's taking at least tap to pay, if not card.
Or Venmo.
Or Venmo or something like that. Yeah. So you're fine to not have to go and raid the ATM in town.
Most people pay by card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then you guys will pack it up for them and
pack it up. Give them our card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
And then oftentimes people will be back in 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people will be at their house going, we love that pot or I love that ring. And then you say, come with me to the tour. Yeah. So I know we probably see a lot of return folks in the tour. All right. Is there anybody new to the island? I know that Liz Maxfield Collective, that hasn't always been there. That's a newish thing.
Yeah.
And that's east of Open Space and east of Outstanding in the Field. And she's really been trying to have her art business take off, I've seen on social media. I don't recognize Lapano Pottery.
Yeah, she's a new potter.
Who's that?
I don't know how long she's been here, actually, but she has been showing her work for a year and a half.
Good on her. Who's Garbanzo Glass?
She is at Swiftwater, and she does
the lead glass, right? But in a very unique way.
But in wood, using wood as the creator of the shape of the glass. So they're kind of like, I don't know, pictures in a way.
Stained glass is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Stained glass. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is Jen Rose Ceramic another new potter on island?
Yes.
Who's that? Which one?
It's that cute picture of the bunny.
32.
Oh, bunny butter dish.
Yeah.
That looks so cute.
Jen Rose.
Yep. That is Sarah. And she's been here for a while, I think.
Is Sarah Berry?
Yep.
Oh. Run, don't walk. Love Sarah Berry.
Yep. And she has her own studio.
Yes, I've seen it.
This time. So she's another potter. And then Stephanie Murata has a couple other new people with her.
She does. She has Jill Lebenick.
Oh, Jill Lebenick. I love Jill's
I know.
Stuff.
And Jill Lebenick is a so illustrator. She's just multi-talented, but she's mostly done illustration, and she's parlayed that into tea towels and
her linen
different products.
Tea towels are to die
and now
for.
She's touching into ceramics, which is like. Yeah, so
Do
that's
you see
really
the
good.
Christmas ornaments she makes?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Jingle Bash specifically just to get one of her ornaments. She's got these doggies and bunnies in motion. They're so
she looks
cute.
Very whimsical.
Made out of what?
Ceramics.
Oh, wow.
Like Christmas ornaments. Really cool. Do you know if anybody is doing like a crafty interactive kind of thing? Do you know if anybody's planning on like a...
I think that at Breno Studio for Glass.
Oh, yeah. You can blow your own ornament, right?
Oh, they've done that a few times.
You can. I think he has the furnace going. I can't remember. But, you know, our studios are all clean. And yeah. So, you know, lots of art... It just takes a lot of space, a lot of room, and there's lots of art that is messy.
Quartermaster is on here, and that's another conglomeration group of people.
They're actually a collective.
A collective. That's the word I'm looking for, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. Vashon Island hats? I don't remember a hat person.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I have mine in the car, actually.
Okay, great.
Two women. And they knit, and knit wonderful, wonderful yarns, wonderful hats.
You know, it made me think of, I just had a client in the other day who's moved here to be with her adult son so that he can help her in her act three. And she is a fiber artist, and she just moved here from somewhere, and she's looking to get plugged in. And I was all about the tour. So I was like, you got to go on a tour.
Great
meet
idea.
Some people, find the groups that meet or, you know, have at least virtual meetups. So if you're looking for community around an art form, or some people offer private lessons, like Marotta offers private lessons. And I think a lot of the other folks might. But they're at least a good resource if you're looking to get into one of the craft and one of the arts that you see. There's just classes happening all the time at Blue Heron.
And Swiftwater. Great classes.
Yes.
Too.
I went to Jeff Good's watercolor demonstration. That was ridiculous.
I know. It's ridiculous. Fun. It's having magic appear before your eyes.
He's just amazing.
Yeah.
I'm on the hunt for his Vashon book, if you know where I can get it.
At Swiftwater Gallery.
Can I get it there?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Okay. Anything? Oh, and there are some... folks who are on display inside businesses. So, for instance, Cafe Luna, that's considered part of the tour. You will, of course, see art displayed all over the island, but may not be affiliated with the tour. But, you know, have at it. Just eye candy all over the place.
It's really easy to tell on the map because the galleries are a blue dot and all the studios are a green dot. So
nice.
That makes it easy to tell at a glance.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Okay, anything else? Viva Tour, just a recap for us. Vashon Island Visual Artists Studio Tour Holiday Edition 2025 kicks off this Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. party at the new Info Center, new as of 2025 Info Center across from Snapdragon. 5 to 8 party, then you can get yourself oriented. Pick up the QR code for the tour, which is a really great way to interact with the tour map. And then the tour runs Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4, and then the 13th and 14th, 10 to 4. Don't miss it. Great holiday shopping. Hashtag shop local. Shop local, shop local. Keep money here on the island and support our wonderful arts community. All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, Marla. Thank you, Zeus, for coming and doing our regular.
Thanks for having us, Tara.
Viva preview show. I love it.
It's our biannual show.
Biannual. That's the word. Biannual preview show. This is being recorded, so we'll put a link up on Voice of Vashon's social media and share it with the Viva folks if somebody wants to share it in a post of your own. So this is Voice of Vashon brought to you by Island Support and Island listeners like you. Thank you for supporting local radio. Please keep us in mind tomorrow with Give Big or Giving Tuesday, excuse me. Giving Tuesday is tomorrow. Please go to voiceofvashon.org and consider being a donor to Voice of Vashon. Anything else? No, Okay. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day, Vashon.